I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
I'm going to throat punch Mahigi.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coach, thank you. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Coach. Hey, real quick, how was the New Year's Eve bash that I missed?
That was great.
Evan, what's this I hear about Steiny had some type of lid or hat that had swag?
Oh, the bucket cap. The sparkle bucket cap combined with the bedazzled name tag that just said Matt.
You had your own name tag at your crib?
Yes.
Please explain. Shout out Roxy Bernstein.
Basically, my nephew's got an 8-year-old daughter, and she made one for me. What do you want me to do?
Now my heart's...
I was proud to wear it.
Okay, no, I got it.
Proud.
You guys had a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you stay up to 12?
No. Well, the kids did. I did.
How do you sleep?
Like a baby.
You're sipping?
A little.
Eyes red, Evan, for all Steiny?
Not at that stage of the evening. Can't speak for later.
I'm jealous. Willard made it.
Lucas made it.
Dibs?
No dibs. I think that was it for the station.
He got the little one. Oh, look at you. You got the list.
I can't remember. You know.
I got to pull up. What? You know, I got stuff going on.
Yeah, I know.
I was in
spirit. All right, we're getting into the Niners. First, I'm going to go to Cody in Portland. He wants to answer your question.
Okay, Cody.
I can't remember which one.
All right.
But what's going on, Cody, in Portland?
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Going well, thanks.
The question I wanted to answer was Guru asking you a few minutes ago what the overall look of the Warriors' offense is. You know, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'd say that this is probably the laziest Warriors offense I've seen in recent memory.
Wow.
Everything is either a dribble handoff to Steph or let's dump it off to Jimmy in the paint and hope he gets fouled. Whether it's, you know, Dre, Pods, Moody, Post, everybody's just standing at the top of the key or the wing, flat-footed, not looking to create their own offense, whether that's coaching or lack of athleticism. I think it's a bit of both. It's pretty terrible to watch. And I think, you know, I think Trae Young, quite frankly, Steiny, could help the offense. I don't think he's the solution alone by any means,
right.
But you know, we need to do something. The thing is, I don't think the Hawks would want Kuminga because they've already got Jalen Johnson and he's everything Dub Nation has hoped and dreamed Kuminga would turn out to be. I don't know, maybe they could work their magic with him. MPJ out in Brooklyn's ideal, but that's a high asking price. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd almost take Sabonis at this point.
Thanks,
well, he's
Cody.
Not playing.
Appreciate
Steiny.
It.
How worried are you about? He's been.
I don't worry about it.
Sabonis hadn't played it forever in a day.
It's been a problem for a month.
Yeah, dude, this about a month for Sol Sabonis.
Yeah, I can't.
Kings are a mess.
1-0 against the Warriors.
Yeah, we can't talk. I got you, Evan. Let me be quiet.
Here's where we're going to end it.
All right.
You see what's going on in Minnesota,
dude?
Yeah, listen, everybody,
let me answer.
Our transition decision making was.
What if I told you I think Ant's trying to get him ran?
Okay. So, you know, you think everybody's. Every other situation is great and copacetic. After a loss 2 games ago, Anthony Edwards says to the media after the loss to. Well, they had a terrible loss against somebody at home. Anthony Edwards said, you know, most of the time, we just don't listen to the game plan. When we listen to it and execute it, we're pretty good.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Coaching, Atlanta beat them by 23.
Coaching's hard in the NBA.
In Atlanta's my best, Donnie, but yeah.
You want to hear what Finch said?
Because he's got, go ahead. Finch just had him.
Finch said, what do you think about what Anthony Edwards said about most of the time? The game plan. And he goes, well, listen, I would say they listen more than not. I think it's about putting the work in alongside whatever the game plan is. The game plan's not always going to be perfect. We sometimes don't get it right. And many times, once the game starts, you have to continually adjust.
And they're 23-13.
Well,
and
good.
You can feel like they've left some chicken on the bone. They're a good team, man. They'll figure it out. But he handled that as great as you could. Like, and
he
I'm
did,
probably
actually.
Wrong. He ain't trying to get him ran, but.
So, good point to segue. You said the Timberwolves are a good team. The 49ers a good team?
Listen. I can't, and I've talked to myself about this being off.
Yep.
I can't come in here after, as shocked as I am Saturday, what happened at home, and we'll get to the uniforms. But the bottom line is, I whispered sweet nothings about this team, its ability to move forward without its mighty mites at times, no matter who that was, and this constituted a special season for the 49ers. So with that said, this season is still special, and what's so special about it is, yeah, you didn't get the number one seed. I couldn't even believe they were in position to be up for that, but the bottom line is you got 60 minutes. Shout out Dan Rather. This Sunday in Philly, because you had already qualified for the postseason. So with that said, I'm not mad at the defense. Stiney, that game to me felt like it should have been 50-3, and it was a you text me at half or text us. It was a one-score game. Seattle, you playing with fire. But defensively, McDonald broke out that book he broke out on the Niners and Brock and Kyle, mainly, when he visited a couple years ago on Christmas as the coordinator of the Ravens. So I'm shocked that the Niners' offense was on a bender. Steiny, it was on a bender with yardage points, and that thing came crashing down quick. 13-3, I'm not mad. I don't think one player played bad. They got offensively, they just got suffocated. Purdy had no time. You had no Trent. You had no Pearsall, and I'll get to that.
Right, but, so were you shocked, or is it understandable what happened?
No, I'm shocked that Seattle did that to the Niner offense when they did it, when the Niners were coming into this game. Yeah, I know you kept going schedule, Steiny, going up against some teams, and the Bears, they can't stop anybody. But, yeah, I was shocked that Seattle's defense proved that I think it's better than Philly's, but it's close. So now my question is, can Philly do that to the Niners? And if they can, you know, then I think the special season, that's still a stamp from Guru with special, would have just a little sour taste to it.
Yeah.
Because when you face the big boys, the limitations showed. But I got to say this for Kyle. No excuses, no Trent Williams. The only threat you have on the outside, who went for 100 yards on the Seattle team last time you played in week one, which feels like forever, wasn't available. But now I know moving forward, the Niners miss Debo. They miss what was supposed to be Ayuk. And I am really, and I'll throw it to you, Steiny, super concerned about Pierre. Trent, I get it, the hammy. Hopefully you could play this Sunday. But the bottom line is, everything that made this season special, it wasn't fluke. And it had a lot to do with who you played. Seattle spit that out and showed you,
right,
you ain't the Air Coryell. This ain't it.
That's why I wasn't shocked.
And see, real last thing, Seattle knew that there was no T.O., Jerry Rice, no outside threat. And the play that comes to mind is Kittle in the flat that used to go for 14 or 15 against whoever you're playing. I mean, Ravens, they were everywhere, like birds, dirty birds. So I got to see if that was just a one-off, or can Philly, with talent, Steiny, duplicate that. But Pearsall's a problem. You're too young to be missed. Best abilities, availabilities, Donnie. Talk to me. Kittle played.
I'm not shocked. It's been 2 years.
McCaffrey did nothing.
They shut him down.
But who's been, you know, I get the run game. They shut everything down. Passing to him. Go ahead. I'm motor mouth.
I just love it when you say you're shocked. Okay, so we know that the 49ers have not been able to run the ball all year.
But they found a way to pass it to McCaffrey where he's still effective in moving the chains. Go ahead.
It's all good when you're playing horse bleep teams. You think it's a, listen, I get it. They beat the Rams. Who'd they lose to, Goo? They lost to Seattle. They lost to the Rams.
Texans.
They lost to the Texans and the Jaguars.
I got you.
And, you know, if Tampa Bay makes the playoffs, they lose to Tampa Bay. So it's like, they lost to five playoff teams, essentially.
But they have no business in the offs. They had no, give me that.
No.
Or has that evaporated a little bit?
Are you crazy?
They had no business playing for the number one seed.
Well, that's different. That's different.
With the injuries they endured.
That's different. You said playoffs.
And
I never came off a 10-win prediction.
You didn't. But I want to just one.
I just want to make sure one thing. Hold on.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Did you insinuate that if the Niners lose against the Eagles, it's still a special season?
No, I said it would be more sour because Kyle, the Jedi.
It's not a special season if they lose to the Eagles.
And what if they lose? What? I'm not even getting, Steiny, what do you say to me or anybody? I've watched the, and I think Dibs took it from me. But Steiny, I always tell you, I go back and watch the games. I can't believe Seattle moved up and down the field but had 13 points. I can make a case. The defense, that's, if we wouldn't have watched the game and you just told me Seattle scored 13, I would have told you the Niners were going to win. So my thing is, what did McDonald in Seattle do to shut down this offense? Or, dum-dum, talking to myself, this is where the weaponry and the chickens came home to roost where you didn't have them.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
That's real though, right? You had nothing on. I love Jennings, Steiny, but come on. They ain't stretching no field. Well,
why are you asking why they only scored 3 points when Juwan Jennings, their number one receiver, their offensive line has been bad all year long, and McCaffrey, while he's put up yardage, doesn't gain big chunks. Like,
but are you going to tell
there
us?
There are no buts. And it's
I didn't hear you and Evan, but a little bit, and I got something recorded. You still got to tell me you're surprised
I'm
that
not
Seattle
surprised.
Did that to
no,
3
I'm
points
not.
At home?
Once I watched the first series?
Mm.
Like, you can't go into a game. Like, that's the thing. The 49ers defense had a ton of unknowns. And they weren't great, but they only gave up 13 points. The offense got shut down.
The interception
got shut
late
down.
Third quarter, Steiny,
so they scored 10 points. They got
but
shut down.
Everything's changing. Darnold's gripping the ball.
Don't be that guy.
No, I'm not being the guy. I'm just telling you. No, it was a turnover. Could Seattle turn them over? But I just need to. I can't wait for Sunday at 1:30.
I want to talk about Saturday first.
Yeah, just to see if this was a one-off. Because Philly's defense.
Well, you wanted to see what happened against Seattle when they played a really good team.
But I don't want to make
it thumped.
All right, but Steiny, so when you're dealing with what the Niners are dealing with offensively,
I don't know why you're shocked.
When Pearsall's out, I won't call him Jerry Rice, but it has that type of ramification of them keeping you in a box, and that's what they did.
Don't do that.
No?
Don't say Pearsall. I know, like you do this all the time. I know he's not Jerry Rice. Yeah, he's not. He's not.
But
why would you?
I guess he's their version
then
of a threat.
Then say he's a threat. Yeah. Don't say he's
then
Jerry Rice.
Okay. All right, I just did it.
That's like Lacob saying Pod's going to be an all-star.
You won that one, but you know what I meant.
But
so
this
they didn't
is the
have
kind
an
thing.
Outside threat. So did they play with one hand behind their back, or are you saying, goo, nah, they got their butts whooped.
Both.
Offensively.
Both. Why does it always have to be one thing? They're playing without Trent Williams, who everybody says is the most integral offensive lineman in the league. They're missing their number one receiver.
They were ferocious.
I mean, I was not shocked by that game on Saturday.
Yeah, I guess point production.
Well,
I am.
To me, it's a game where I'm not shocked. I'm like, I can understand why that happened on Saturday. I feel like I can understand why it happened because all the things that the Niners, I felt like, were getting away with.
Right.
See, this is why, you know, when they're winning six, and I'm not, this is not about,
no, I told you so.
Yeah,
I got
but
you.
But it's where you have to put everything in context with the numbers. And they were on a heater. Let's look at who they were playing.
And now, if you allow
period.
Me, what we need to do is, and rightfully so, a lot of what you need in this offseason, and how dare I bring the offseason up, and we got a playoff game, and we'll get to it all week right here on 95.7 The Game. But the bottom line is, out of my mouth, all I talked about were enhancements to the defense. Steiny, this team needs another receiver. We're talking about the Kuminga debacle with the Warriors, and they haven't rectified that. The Niners had one with Ayuk with the injury and not getting any of his services. Steiny, they're in need, and they're in need now when you look at them through the prism of playing a defense that's on that level, and Seattle was on that level. And now the question is, and I know you don't want to talk about Philly, is Philly on that level? And they won a Super Bowl, and Jalen Carter's healthy. So it'll be interesting to see if that was just Seattle having their number. Or
what Houston do to him?
And suffocated him.
Okay.
But they played keep away, but they still suffocated him. You're right.
I mean, the loss to Houston.
No, I got you.
Look, here, the bottom line is
that partner offensively.
The loss to Houston. Houston got the ball, went down the field, scored. Three and out, scored again. Okay. It's 14-0. The bottom line is, after Seattle was held at the 1 yard line, the first two 49ers possessions, they were three and out.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's three and out.
Yes, they were.
So, you know, I get it. The 49er defense, no doubt about it, couldn't get off the field. And it's why they lost the time. They lost the time of possession, 38-22. Okay. Yeah, that stinks. You know who can help a defense get off the field? An offense getting first downs.
And didn't I tell
they
you?
They didn't.
Trying to be Greg Cosell.
They got nine first downs.
The Niners defense was going to be their offense. And if this offense could put up 40 in the playoffs, there's no telling what they can do. You know, that took a hit to me, too. That the realization of what it takes. And right now, Stoney, McCaffrey's not enough just by himself against a top-tier D.
No.
And Kittle.
Great statement. There's no doubt about it.
Are you going to laugh if I tell you I don't think Brock had the worst day? There were no throw. He threw a pick. It hit him in the hands. Just that was a collective. They kicked your ass. And I'm putting Kyle in there. Okay. So that was sobering for the
Coach
boy genius. I think that's
a coach
hit.
Of the year for the sixth seed.
That was a
when the easiest schedule in football.
He's going to get some votes. I like how you put that.
Yeah. He's had a great year. The Niners have had a great year.
But if it's about championship or bust for the Niners and this window not being closed, Steiny, you got to go get some outside threats and you got to fix this defense.
Well, now, Bethune, I came in here like,
oh, Bethune's great. And at times you were like, okay, whoa, what do they got going here? It's just their safeties and their backers, Steiny, the core, the heart of a defense, they're lacking.
Who?
The Niners.
It's because they're injured. They're two best defensive players.
But you got a playoff game Sunday.
You're telling me something I know. Like, on paper, the Niners are in trouble. The Eagles, I get it. They had an up and down year.
Yeah, no.
Like, how's the 49ers defense going to stop the Eagles offense if they're kind of buttoned up? How?
Okay.
With that personnel.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
If the Eagles pre-snap, Steiny, do not do they are not complex at all. They're basic. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe a lackluster Niner D doesn't have a lot on their mind like the Rams doing all their little cute stuff and what the Niners used to do with Debo. Okay, that's just me, football 101 dummy. But also too, Steiny, I saw Philadelphia go to Buffalo and not score in the second half. Buffalo's defense is not that at all. Now, it might be a slight bit better than Niners. Sure. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're right.
You can find that with every team. And the Eagles, every team's had a couple bad games.
But if the Eagles snap into what they were last year at this time, then they could get boat raced and should get boat raced. But if something truly, really is going on and lingering, Steiny, and for whatever hurts is not clicking, and they're not running the ball 30 times on the Niners with our guy Barkley, I think there's a chance. But, man, that was sobering to me to think. And I got caught up in it. You kept saying the schedule, go relax. And you were giving out kudos. You were. But you're like, who are they doing it against? And lo and behold, your division foe in Bonte. Shout out Bonte. Division games are different. But, man, that was a shellacking. And I was shocked it was 13-3.
Yeah.
Who do you put the interception on? Is it the quarterback?
90% McCaffrey. But it got tipped, so that's 10% to me for Purdy. But McCaffrey.
It's a play that I have to make, absolutely have to make. Huh? Expect nothing less but to make that play, and it's completely on me.
Could have cut it to 13-10.
Yeah. And just the fact that it was that close, you're thinking, okay, is Darnold – you know, a lot of people saying Darnold didn't play well. He ran it. I thought he didn't turn it over.
I mean,
had a fumble. You get on that fumble, but what it could have should have.
I mean, Kenneth Walker and Charbonneau were really, really good.
That first touchdown, man.
This team's got Saquon Barkley. You think?
No,
the Eagles haven't. Do you think the Eagles didn't watch the Seattle game?
No, that's my guy.
Okay, and you think that Saleh doesn't? Of course, Saleh knows the Eagles watched the game. Yeah. And so Saleh obviously knows that the Eagles are probably going to try to run it down their throat.
Well, Philly's missing Kellen Moore, so Donnie. He's the coach of the Saints now. But he was offensive coordinator last year. But you're right. You throw on that film. And you know what? You could tell me, Agu, you're reaching. I don't know why Sirianni's getting crushed because they sat their guys and they didn't get the 2 seed. Because if they win, then they got to go on the road to Chicago. But I just wonder how much that scares them, if at all. But I got to say this. Do you think the Eagles are happy with the draw that they got with this defense? I got to believe this is perfect.
Even though they didn't care. They didn't care. That's why they didn't play their starters. And in a way, like, if I'm the Eagles and I'm like, okay, if we lose, we get either the Bears or the Niners. Yeah. Okay, so what? Let's not play our starters and we'll play whatever team falls to us. Like, I wouldn't have played my starters if I was Philly.
I mean, I haven't seen the Niners offense suffocated like that.
Since Houston. Yeah.
So it wasn't Purdy, it was Mac. But still, like, but Steiner, you got to give me the recency bias peel too. You know, they were moving and grooving and 40 here, 40
and
there.
And the Warriors went 23-8 after Butler came.
I ain't mad at you.
So, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're getting into the Niners. They play the Philadelphia Eagles at 1:30 in Philadelphia on Sunday. The numbers I've seen, they're getting about between 3.5 and 4.5, the 49ers are. So the 49ers are going to go in underdogs. What do you think about that?
I think that's right, obviously. We're talking about the defending champs, but with the state of the Niners' defense being as leaky as it is, and without, and you know the drill, and the fact, do we know if Trent's playing? Do we know if
Pearsall's
playing?
We're not going to know that until kickoff.
So I get it. The fact that you don't know, Vegas got it right.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
will Philly cover? I don't know. But I'm giving the Niners a chance, Donnie.
49ers have had a great season, but it's going to be awful if they lose to Philly because it's going to be a collapse in a way at the end of the year. Now, there's reasons for it, but
you just got to get to the quarterback, and they can't.
Well, they had 2 sacks, I think, against Sam Darnold, which was 10% of their total all season long. All right. Hey. Goo, you know I've covered the Bay Area for a lot of years and seen athletes go through it all, the highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game and when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm, and whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local and they win. Millions recovered for clients across the region, and it's why SF Weekly voted them best of the Bay 4 times. So if you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com. Because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.